probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately. But did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers. This one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better.
Christian parenting.
Okay, friends, we have got a special guest for this Monday's prayer. We're on week 5, marked by identity, and we've got a Christian parenting gal. Hello, Kayla Craig.
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to pray together.
Yes, thank you for doing this. And you've got your own podcast through Christian Parenting on Mondays, and you pray with folks. So I encourage you to go over there and go check out her new book that is Every Season Sacred. And you just have a beautiful heart for giving people the words to pray when they don't know what to say in some of life's biggest struggles. So I love that that is your heart. So let's talk a little bit about identity. Why should we even pray for identity for our kids? Is that something you pray for your kids?
You know, I just want them to know that the truest thing about them is that they're beloved child of God. And so, you know, when my kids are arguing, I have 3 sons and a daughter, and the boys tend to, you know, have some sibling arguments. And I try to separate them, and I just say, the truest thing about your brother is that he's beloved child of God. And the truest thing about your brother is that he's beloved child of God. And try to remind them of that when, you know, they think something else about themselves or about their brother. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we also are going up against culture, which isn't a bad thing, but our kids can start to believe that they are the gymnast. Mm. They are the, you know, the funny kid. They are the prettiest one. You know, like all these things that aren't bad, but they start to take root as like, I am only special if, or I belong in my school if I'm this thing. Yeah. And then you're watching them and you're excited. I know for my kids, it's like, yay, they found something they feel confident in. But the truth is that thing could be wiped out immediately with an injury or just a change of friends groups. And so that has been my prayer with my teenage girls is that there's a lot of pressure to be beautiful and perfect and thin and popular and all those things that you're going, that's not the main thing. And so you're praying in a sea of loud voices that they realize that there's something that will never change.
Yes.
And that them being a child of God is like the safest, most lasting thing they could ever put their identity in.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
It is hard.
I remember being
their
age.
Yeah. And you know, as grown-ups, we struggle with that too. You meet somebody and it's
for sure.
What do you do for a living? You know?
Right. And even as moms, I don't know if you went through this because you did have a corporate career in journalism. I really struggle with my own identity and thinking, well, I was a marketing girl for Chick-fil-A and I would tell everyone all the time because I just was so proud of that and it marked me as something unique. And then, you know, I've had times where I'm like, I'm an author. And it's like, good grief. It's like hard for me to pull back and go, am I really just switching from thing to thing? Or one other confession, if my kids are good, I'm like, I'm a good mom. Like their behavior marks me. And like, and that is so embarrassing.
It's so tricky. It's so tricky. I'm glad you deal with that too. It makes me feel less alone.
I know. And then I think maybe I have had times of just confessing that to my kids because it's like, that's too much pressure on them to figure out their own identity. And then to be the up or down that we're basing ours on.
Right.
It's just, it's not sustainable. Yeah. And it's, I just, like, I guess I would want to encourage people that it's easy to fall into mm-hmm. this. And it's the reason why we have new mercies every day to go back to and be like, okay, recenter my yes. heart on the things that matter and let my time and my checkbook reflect that you are the most important
that's so thing wise. Out there. Yes. I think we need reminded of that. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I would love for you to be the one that prays today mm. because you've got so many amazing prayers in every season sacred. But is there one that came to mind as you think about identity?
Yeah, as I was thinking about that, I was thinking about belonging because so much of our identity is where we think we belong. But so there's a chapter in the fall section of every season sacred about belonging. And so I'd love to pray just over us today from a prayer in that chapter.
Would love it. Thank you.
O Christ, who knows our names, you draw us into a circle of belonging. In you, we are known and held. Help us to form our identity not in what we do or what we have, but in who we are as your beloved. In the moments when we feel misunderstood, may we remember that you came to earth and made yourself human. In moments when we feel isolated or lonely, may we remember that you make spaces where we are wanted and loved. In moments when we feel excluded, may we remember that our belonging lies in you. May we embrace our belonging so that we may extend it to others. Forgive us for the times we haven't shared this warmth with someone who needed it. Through your Spirit, empower us to live in a way that shows others they truly belong. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for being here today.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.